Now, little is known about the causes of postpartum psychosis, but the University of Worcester is currently carrying out a major study into it. Lisa Jones is the principal investigator for the Mood Disorders Research Group at the university. She's a lovely lady, and she joins us in the studio this morning. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Malcolm.
Hi, thank you for coming in. What do you think about Hannah's story first?
Well, I'd like to say thank you to Hannah for coming on and sharing her story. I think she did a fantastic job. I think she's very brave to be able to talk about it. And I think it's great for other mums who've been through similar experiences to be able to know that they're not alone.
The story of the dead birds we heard there. She thought there were dead birds inside the house and the dead birds were trying to get her baby, so she took her baby out of the house in a thin blanket and sat in the garden.
Yeah.
She was sectioned and her family had to go through all of that. She was separated from her baby.
Yeah.
Yet she came out of it. And here's the good thing. This is treatable.
Absolutely, and as you know, Hannah's story is typical, and certainly my colleagues who are psychiatrists who work in perinatal mental health tell me that one of the nice parts of their job is that they can say to women who are going through this, you will get better.
So Hannah had no previous history of mental illness,
yeah.
So why her?
Yeah, well, we don't know, and this is the research that we're conducting at the University of Worcester, is to try to understand more about what causes this. It's you know, as Hannah explained, it's not a well-known illness and there hasn't been a great deal of research. What we do know is that for some women, it can come out of the blue, like it did for Hannah. But we also know that there are women who have a higher risk of having postpartum psychosis. So women who have bipolar disorder have a high risk of postpartum psychosis. Women who have a family history of postpartum psychosis, so if their mother or their sister has had postpartum psychosis, we know that they have an increased risk as well. So we know that there is probably a genetic predisposition to the illness, but we also know it's very complex and there'll be lots of factors that contribute to why one woman has it and why another woman doesn't have it.
Awful.
Yeah.
For the sufferer.
Absolutely.
As a husband,
yeah,
petrifying, surely, because you're seeing your wife go through something which you probably don't understand.
Yeah.
And I would be thinking, have I lost my wife forever to this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's typical research that's been done with partners of women who've had postpartum psychosis. These are the kind of stories that we hear, and it's a confusing time, it's a frightening time, and I think it's important that the partners of women who have postpartum psychosis have support as well.
Now, Hannah said that your research at Worcester was, and I quote her, very, very important. What are you hoping to get out of it? What's the aim?
Yeah, so the aim is to understand more about what causes postpartum psychosis, because if we can understand more about the causes, it means that we can improve the treatments for postpartum psychosis. It also means that when women who are women, for example, who have bipolar disorder, who are thinking of getting pregnant, when they go to their psychiatrist, the psychiatrist will be able to give them really good information about what the risks of postpartum psychosis are, will be able to give good advice about what the woman and her family can do to minimise those risks, to prepare for perhaps becoming unwell after she has the baby.
Now, Hannah said when I asked, is there enough support, she said it's a bit of a postcode lottery,
but
overall, not really.
Yeah.
Your research will help change that, I think.
Yeah, we hope so. And absolutely. And the government has said that they're going to put more money into perinatal mental health services, and we hope to see the benefits of that. But absolutely. So some people will live in an area of the country which has what's called a mother and baby mental health unit, which Hannah mentioned, and that's fantastic. there are, of course, again, as Hannah said, areas of the country where they don't have those services. And what we'd like to see is those services available for every woman who needs that support.
Did they do a decent job, in your opinion, Lisa, on EastEnders?
Yeah, we were really pleased with the portrayal in EastEnders of postpartum psychosis. And the producers were... they wanted to do a good job. They did a lot of research beforehand. They spoke to women who'd had postpartum psychosis. They spoke to experts in the field. And they were very, very keen to do an accurate and sensitive portrayal. And as Hannah said, we were all really pleased with the portrayal. And I think it's great, again, for women who... you know, this isn't a well-known illness. And now... when we say to people postpartum psychosis and they don't know what we're talking about, and we can say, you know, Stacey and EastEnders.
Exactly.
And people say, oh, that's what, yeah. So it's, I think they did a fantastic job.
That's exactly the conversation I had with my producer
before
this morning.
Yeah.
So you must have heard some terrible tales and some really harrowing stories from these women.
Yeah.
But on the other side of the coin, do you mind me asking if you're quite excited, actually, about the prospect of being able to help in the future?
Absolutely. And that's what drives our research, is that we believe that by understanding more about the causes, that we're going to be able to improve treatments for women and support for women and their families. And absolutely, that's exciting. And I would like to say, take the opportunity, if I may, to say a big thank you to all the women who participate in our research. Without women's generosity and sharing these stories, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And can I also say that if there are any women listening who have had postpartum psychosis or have bipolar disorder and are pregnant and would like to take part in our research, that they could look at our website.
Yes, please. Which is
the Bipolar Disorder Research Network, BDRN.org. And all the information about our research is on there, and they can contact us if they'd like to take part.
BDRN.org.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Lisa, we wish you well. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You are, really. And thank you so much for coming in today.
Lovely. Thanks, Malcolm.
You're very welcome.